This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Those proposing a new tax on gun manufacturers and ammunition purchases have kicked off their campaign. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on Initiative KK.
Money raised from the tax would help support crime victims. It would also fund mental health care for veterans and at-risk youth. Democratic House Majority Leader Monica Duran spearheaded the proposal through the state legislature.
I am a gun owner myself. I know that it's going to the greater good.
But opponents, including gun rights groups, say the tax would infringe on Second Amendment rights. They also say since most gun owners are law-abiding, it's not fair to single them out to pay for services for crime victims. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Two organizations that work to prevent suicide among veterans are getting federal money. The Healing Warriors Program offers alternative medicine and other care for veterans on the Eastern Plains. Valley-wide health systems support veterans in the Arkansas and San Luis Valleys. The groups will share almost $650,000 in new federal grant funding. Greyhound's long-distance bus service from Denver's Union Station will end next summer. RTD says it won't renew its contract. Greyhound passenger Ramesh Bhattachan says the RTD station wasn't designed for riders like him that have long layovers.
It doesn't have a proper restroom, and then for snacks, for drinks, in my opinion, this is not a proper rest stop.
Bhattachan says the amenities at Union Station's Great Hall are too expensive. This is CPR News.